For 61 million school children, it is one of the biggest days of the year, watching that big round clock creep toward 3 o'clock, and then...
Waking up late the next morning and feeling the long, slow weeks of summer stretching out ahead. And of course, those famous 11 words. No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers' dirty looks.
For a snapshot of what it was like this year, we asked reporters around the country to bring us the sounds of the last day of school. We begin in Wichita, Kansas, with reporter Carla Eccles.
It's a hot, sunny day, and about 35 elementary students and teachers at New Zion Christian Academy are celebrating the year's end at a backyard swim party.
I'm glad because it's the last day of school, because we get to go to places like Chuck E. Cheese or YMCA.
Going swimming and skating.
The best part of summer is getting out of school.
But because I get to run track, and I hope I make it to nationals this year like I did last year.
Mary McGee, I'm a teacher, math, science, and chemistry, and I look forward to going to Kenya for this summer. Forget about the books and the bills for a little while. And look forward for the next coming year.
This is a Christian school, and to end the year, the students launch into one of their favorite gospel songs.
This is Gloria Hillard at Miller Elementary in Burbank, California, where the last day of school for the fifth graders headed for middle school next year means saying, have a nice summer, again and again, in writing.
You didn't sign it.
I signed yours already.
168 very energetic fifth graders all looking for a flat surface to write on.
Should I sign yours?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll miss you.
Danielle Monica was wearing a men's extra-large T-shirt covered with black Sharpie.
I'm just going around getting names for everybody so that I can remember in the future that everybody signed my shirt and that I have a good memory of fifth grade and what happened to me.
There was a long line of autograph seekers for Judy Hessian, the school principal.
We're pretty much not going to see her next year unless we visit.
I'm going to miss her.
We want her autographs to remember her.
For fifth grade teacher Craig Bugby, this was a last opportunity to tell his students that they were special.
Okay, without crying. Victoria, I'm going to miss you. You'll always be my fifth grade angel. Oh, see? I know I'll see you later. You touched my heart. Here, you read it.
You touched my heart. You make... What's that word?
You make me proud.
You'll
be
success.
A success in middle school and in life.
I'm David Shaper in Chicago at a place called the Fireside Restaurant and Lounge. It's a place where on the last day of school after the kids have gone home, many Chicago public school teachers gather to reflect upon the year.
I'm Ramon Gagaudis at Kilmer Elementary. I teach third grade, and we're here sharing a glass of wine, commiserating about the year, feeling a bit happy, and toasting and saluting each other and the year that has just gone by.
This is a tradition here at Fireside for Kilmer's teachers and teachers from other nearby Chicago schools, and not just on the last day of school, but on many Fridays throughout the school year.
Truthfully, without these people sitting at the table, it would be very difficult to do my job. I think it is very difficult to teach in this society, and if you don't have support from your fellow colleagues, it's an impossible job to do if you're really wanting to do it well, because it is so draining and consuming.
But the job of Chicago public school teacher, which can be so frustrating at times, also has its rewards. For Gagaudis, three children from Somalia and Liberia stand out.
I have had 3 refugee students come to my classroom who absolutely spoke not a word of English, were petrified, and when you see them at the end of the year and they have blossomed, they're communicating, it says it all. That's what education is all about.
This is Claudio Sanchez. High school graduation in Lafayette, Louisiana was different this year. Thousands of evacuees who fled Katrina settled in this city, northwest of New Orleans. At Lafayette High, students for the most part befriended and embraced those who had lost so much. For graduating seniors standing in line waiting to get their diploma, Katrina offered lessons for just about everybody to ponder, like 18-year-old Mark Tozak.
I made friends with some kids who came fresh from New Orleans, and I think that they might have changed me a little. Other people's problems seem to matter more now.
My name is Ashley Culpepper. I go to Lafayette High School and I'm 18 years old. I think personally this is something that was almost God sent to show us that there's still love down here, you know? Like, we're still here for each other, and it was great.
My name is Alex Hilliard. I'm 18. It was a great school year. We're really excited to take in all these different types of people, wherever they're from. I think we all feel like we've helped out in some sort of way, small or big.
I'm Deirdre Kennedy in San Francisco. It sounds like fireworks, but it was basketball that kicked off the celebration at Alice Fong Yu Elementary School. Fourth graders shooting hoops at this Chinese immersion school had these parting words for their teachers. Which means we'll never see you again.
We might not see you again until next year.
All the classes here are taught in Cantonese or Mandarin and English. Despite the tough program, even second graders like Anya Chang had mixed feelings about leaving.
Really happy. We had a really big party, and I had lots of my favorite things. But I'm sad because my friends are going to leave me, and they're going to be in a different class.
The high point of the day, for the kindergartners at least, ice cream sandwiches. A teacher tells them in Cantonese to say thank you. As the afternoon went on, it was pretty much chaos until that final 3:30 bell.
School's out!
School's out! Summer time.
For freedom! Freedom!
We're free from school!
You can see photos and hear more sounds from the last day of school at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.